I mean, I always look forward to other people's talks, but Joe's great. We go into a local care home every month, and Joe shares the good news with people, especially people with memory loss, and it's a beautiful thing. So thank you, Joe, for your ministry.
Thank you. Oh, thank you, John. Good morning. Good morning. I'm going to read the Bible passage in a moment, which is from a letter from John to other followers of Jesus. So it's from John to other followers of Jesus. And I'm going to read that and just have a think, have a listen, and we're going to pray that God will, that Jesus will speak to our hearts. But have a listen for any words that are action words, that are verbs, that are doing words. There are lots in this. Lots of action words. So have a listen. Father God, please speak to our hearts this morning. Let us hear your voice speaking. Lord Jesus, amen.
Amen.
So some of John's letter. He says, we know that we have come to know him if we keep his commands. Whoever says, I know him, but does not do what he commands, is a liar, and the truth is not in that person. But if anyone obeys his word, love for God is truly made complete in them, and that's how we know we are in him. Whoever claims to live in him must live as Jesus did. Dear friends, I'm not writing you a new command, but an old one, which you have had since the beginning. This old command is the message that you have heard. Yet I am writing you a new command. Its truth is seen in Jesus, in him, and in you, because the darkness is passing and the true light is already shining. Anyone who claims to be in the light but hates a brother or sister is still in the darkness. Anyone who loves their brother and sister lives in the light, and there is nothing in them to make them stumble. But anyone who hates a brother or sister is in the darkness and walks around in the darkness. They do not know where they are going because the darkness has blinded them. There you go. So there's words and there's actions. There's talking and there's walking. Have a think for a minute. How do you like getting from A to B? What ways, have a think inside your heads or with somebody. How do you move forwards? How do you like to move? Do you scooter? There's a little scooter or a Vespa. Do you cycle? Maybe you use a stick. Maybe you use a mobility scooter. Maybe you like running. Maybe you like steam trains. When I was younger, I used to love skipping. So we've got my lovely demonstrator, Mark, is coming up just to show you a bit of skipping. I used to love skipping because I think it's a great way of getting around. Did anybody else used to skip when they were young? Okay, Mark, do you want to show us some skipping, please? Okay, so Mark is, there's a step, Mark. Sorry, just behind you, there's a little step, so don't skip and fall. Okay, so I used to love skipping. Thanks, Mark. But I used to actually do the other type of skipping. So, do you want to do the other skipping for us? The other skipping is a way of getting along. Thank you, Mark. So what I do, it's a great way of getting around. I recommend this to you. Skipping is because you can get the hand of somebody next to you, a friend. Get the hand. This is what we used to do. And you kind of propel each other along, skipping. It's kind of more joyous than walking. and it's not as intense as running, but I love to skip. And holding hands and skipping with other people, there's a whole line of you skipping along. It's a great, I can see someone's nodding their head going, no, Joe, I'm not going to skip. But if you get a chance later, and if you're up to it, have a little skip. It's even better holding hands. It's a great way to move around. Thank you, Mark. As I love the fact that Mark is willing to look a bit foolish for this. I want to talk about bicycles. Who likes cycling? Anyone got a balance bike? You have to be balanced bike. Excellent. I love a balance bike. They're for tend to be for smaller, and you kind of learn how to ride on a balance bike. And we have got two little grandsons, Moses and Jasper, and they love cycling as a way of getting around. And they go to something called a pump track. Who's heard of a pump track? I hadn't until a few years ago. Oh, well done. Somebody's heard of a pump track. A pump track is a track for bikes or skateboards or scooters. And I think they're going to build one at Bemerton Heath. And it has slopes and dips and corners and edges. And it's a great way to practice your cycling. But Moses and Jasper are finding out when they're on the pump track, it's more fun with people, but it's also, if there's more than one of you, there's more risk. It can be a risky thing if there's more than one of you. You have to kind of take turns, and if someone gets in your way, you might have to let them go. And there's a parallel with us as God's children, us as family of God. When we're living together, we're called to unity, aren't we? And this reminds us, this passage. Imagine you're going on your bike. You put your helmet on, get it out of the garage, shake the spiders out. You put your bike helmet on. You put your funny gloves on, if anyone wears funny bike gloves. You put your elbow pads, if you're really safety conscious, and your knee pads. And you get your bike and you go to the pump track and your friends are there. But because there's more than one of you, sometimes you have to be intentionally loving to the other people. You have to show kindness and care and consideration. You have to look out for them. So you might be going this way, but actually you have to change direction. You might have to stop and get off your bike and help them mend a puncture. When we're together, we have to look out for each other, don't we? And that's a reminder, as God's children, we're called to unity, but we're called to look out for each other. And that can be costly. Love is costly because you can't always go the way you want to go, can you? Sometimes you have to go off in a different direction. Sometimes you have to get off your bike and help somebody else. Sometimes it's not very easy. So we need help. And I'm not very good at asking for help. I don't know if anyone is good at asking for help. Is anyone good at asking for help? Oh, you're good at that. That's good. That's good. I think it's a skill we learn over a lifetime, asking for help. Sometimes I want to appear to be like strong on my own. I don't know if anyone else is like that. You think, oh, I'm going to do this on my own. And then Mark reminds me that actually asking for help is a good thing. And he will help, or someone else will help. When I was at school, when I was quite young, I found maths quite difficult. And we had a teacher who I remember I thought was really scary. And I would sit there. And I would not ask for help. I'd just be sitting there because I didn't want to ask for help. But Jesus is not like a maths teacher. Jesus wants to help us. He wants to help us. He is the most helpful. The Holy Spirit is called the helper. And I've got a favourite verse in this passage that I just read. I don't know if you'll remember this. John says, I'm writing you a new command. Its truth is seen in Jesus and in you, because the darkness is passing and the true light is already shining. The darkness is passing and the true light, that's Jesus, is already shining. It was Ascension Day on Thursday, wasn't it? And that's when we celebrate that Jesus is now reigning. And yet Jesus has sent his Holy Spirit for all of his children. However you feel, Jesus wants us to know that we have his Holy Spirit. And we can ask him again and again. And he gives us his Holy Spirit. It's not about a feeling. It's about having God's Holy Spirit in us. Jesus will help us. But we need to ask him sometimes. Well, all the time, I think. And he's not like a maths teacher. My maths teacher. I'm sure your maths teachers are better. More approachable, maybe. I've nearly got a fun thing to do, but I just wanted to tell you about Dexter Dog, because I like to, it's like all age service bingo, I have to mention Dexter Dog. We have an old dog called Dexter, and I have to use one of these for Dexter. So at night time, the passage talked about the light. Dexter, this is a night light. This is a night light. So you plug it in, and when it's dark, the light shines. I can't plug it into anything here, but does anyone else have a night light? At night time, when it's dark, sometimes it's good to so you can see what's going on, so you don't bump into things. If Dexter, because he's old, if he doesn't have this on, he sometimes gets lost in the kitchen at night, believe it or not. He will stand under the kitchen table. He will bump into a leg. He doesn't know where his water is. So I found having that, having a nightlight, helps Dexter see where to go. He can see the way to go. And Jesus is our light. He shows us the way to go and he helps us. That verse again, the darkness is passing and the true light, Jesus, has already come. And that's an encouraging promise for us, isn't it? The true light, Jesus, is already here and his Holy Spirit will help us to love each other. So I need Emily and Sophie, they're filling in something. So Emily and Sophie, please could you find four younger ones, and Sophie, could you find, I think there are some older ones at the back, four of each, if you don't mind, and we're just going to demonstrate something for you. Okay, now I don't know if you've ever, thank you everybody who's coming to help. I might need you, Emily, and Sophie as well, just because I'm going to stand here and stay out of it. So church can be like, kind of like a heavenly team-building exercise. Do you agree? Can it be like a heavenly team-building exercise? Does anyone do those team-building exercises at work? You don't. Well, when you're older, you might do, maybe. You might do team-building exercises. And they're supposed to help you learn lots of things about each other and kind of grow together. And we've talked about walking. Well, I don't know if I have talked about walking. But life is a journey. We walk together. And so, I'm going to put the... Because two is boring. Let's have four. So what we're going to do is help each other. So four of you are going to walk and four of you are going to help the others get into these and walk along. Okay, so they've got handles. We're going to stick together. Because it makes it a bit more exciting if it's a bit harder. Right, so just... So we all need a bit of help. We're called to unity. We're called to help each other And the reason we can do that is because Jesus gives us his Holy Spirit, which helps us to help each other. So we can ask him. So they're going to do a walk together. No, that's all right. So what we've got, if you can't see at the back, we've got four people, and basically they've got to walk in step with each other. Well done. How are you doing? How are you going to help each other walk in step? Is someone going to say something? Okay, team. This is a picture of the United Church. Jesus follows walking together. Well done. Well done. It's not easy, is it? To walk together is not easy. But that's what we're called to do. And Jesus will help us through his Holy Spirit when we ask him. So as they go down there, what can we take away? What can we take away today? Remembering that Jesus holds out his hands to us and he will lead us and he will help us to love each other. So this week, is there anybody that you can walk alongside as a follower of Jesus? Do you need to ask Jesus again to refresh you, to help you? Because I think it's not easy, is it, being a follower of Jesus? There are lots of loud voices outside saying, this is true, this is true. But Jesus is the truth, and he loves us. He loves us, and he wants us to walk with him. Well done. They got there with no hideous happenings.
I wonder if there's any who haven't had a go but would like to walk it back again whilst we have some prayers. What could go wrong? Because this is reminding us. Paul says, since we live by the Spirit, let's also stay in step with the Spirit. So how do we stay in step with Jesus? And how do we stay in step with one another? Whilst they're arranging themselves, if there's anyone who's not had a go, there's room for four people to stay in love and charity with one another, hopefully, whilst they try and walk together. Could I ask everyone to stand up for our prayers, please? Those guys can keep going. We'll start going at some point. So let's just be still as we stand. We're thinking about walking in step with Jesus, doing life together with others. So could you all, if you're able, without falling over, and for this, keep your eyes open, not closed, because I don't want anyone falling over, could you stand with one foot in front of another? See how balanced you are as a congregation. So first, Lord, we thank you for all the people with whom we find it easy, most easy, to stay in step. Thank you for the people who help us keep going, putting one foot in front of another. Thank you for the people who make us laugh. And thank you for the people who help us laugh at ourselves. Thank you for those who care for us and those who show their love for us in practical ways. Thank you for those who challenge us and encourage us to do better. And thank you for all those who help us to walk in step with you, Jesus. And everyone agreed and said, Amen. And now, could you stand with your feet at right angles? I feel like I'm going to go into a ballet move at any moment. I'm not sure what it's called. So, Lord, we pray for the people with whom we find it most difficult to stay in step. Looks like we're pointing in different directions. Oh, Lord, we pray for the people we find we're knocking into. Help us to be kind and generous, especially with the people with whom we most often disagree. Help us not to say or to do things that we'll later be sorry about because we hurt them. And so now, Lord, in the moment of quiet, we pray your blessing, especially on those we find are very difficult or very different from us. We pray your blessing. And everyone agreed and said, Amen. And finally, let's stand with our feet side by side, which is called normal, really. Not particularly remarkable. But Lord, we pray for those with whom we most closely share our lives. Thank you for all who help us live balanced lives. Those who share our food. Those with whom we exercise, those with whom we enjoy friendship. And we pray for those who particularly need our help in their journey, walking a difficult road. Lord, we pray your blessing, especially for those who are ill, those who are unhappy. I'll be leading us funeral service on Tuesday. Lord, just pray for all those who grieve. And thank you, Lord, that we have opportunity to support and help others. Thank you for the children and teachers at the Juba Diocesan School in South Sudan. Bless them, we pray, as a church we give and support them. Lord, for these prayers and the silent prayers of our hearts, we offer it all to you and we ask for your grace, your protection and blessing. In Jesus' name, Amen. Amen. Well, as you're on your feet, can we see these guys walking forward? How are they doing? One of you is going to have to say which foot first. Come on. Give it a go. Someone call out which side is going first. Keep going, come on. The service isn't going to finish till you get to the front. And now we've got a real motivation from everyone willing them to do well. No, we're going to stay here till they... I'm that math teacher. Can I say, there's a lovely math teacher over there, and some math teachers are nice, Joe. And if Joe needs prayer for that, those broken memories from her childhood, we have prayer ministry after the service. So where you see the big sign saying prayer, go there, and maybe you want to say thank you to God for something or ask for help for something for yourself or others. Then do avail yourself of that. Let's sing our final song together. Thanks, Clive and the band.
Who am I that the highest King would welcome? Thank you. last he has ransomed me for his grace.
So Lord, we go into this new week hoping we'll step forward, not falling out with the people we're walking alongside, making progress. Lord, just as these guys have had to persevere, give us resilience, give us fortitude, strength, courage, and a sense of where we're going with you, with our lives, and with others. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you always. Amen.